This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Attorney General Christian Porter has sought to play down fears that the government's planned religious discrimination bill will water down or remove existing anti-discrimination protections for LGBTIQ people at state and territory levels. Porter told Guardian Australia late last week that the bill is not intended to displace state law, nor will it import specific provisions of international law. Equality advocates have welcomed that commitment, but are still concerned that the bill will impinge on LGBTIQ people and want to see what the government is drafting. Victoria's trans and gender diverse community and their allies have rallied to advocate for identification document changes in Melbourne over the weekend. The rally called on all members of both houses of the Victorian Parliament to pass legislation amending the Births, Deaths and Marriages Registration Act 1996, which will see trans and gender diverse Victorians provided with correct identification documents. Breast Screen Victoria has been awarded a rainbow tick, recognising the organisation's commitment to diversity, inclusion and accessible cancer screening. The accreditation makes Breast Screen Victoria the first screening program in Australia to be recognised under the Rainbow Tick program. La Trobe University researchers have found that older lesbian and bisexual women are an under-screened group for both breast and cervical cancer, while also being more likely to be high-risk drinkers and heavy smokers. LGBTIQ Youth Support Service 2010 board member Kristen Davies has spoken in support of the healthcare rights of transgender and gender diverse people in Australia at the 41st session of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Davies is one of six Australians chosen by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to represent Australian civil society at the summit. Davies also used the event to call for the banning of conversion therapy and the removal of anti-discrimination law exemptions that allow religious schools and universities in Australia to discriminate against LGBTIQ staff and students. Young Victorians have endorsed a proposal for compulsory LGBTIQ sex education in the state's public secondary schools at this month's YMCA Victoria Youth Parliament. The program, now in its 33rd year, sees 120 people aged 16 to 25 take to the chambers of Victoria's Parliament House to present and debate bills they have drafted on issues that are of concern to young people. Bills that pass in Youth Parliament are given to the relevant Victorian State Cabinet Minister for consideration. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Two Major League Baseball teams in America have asked the Supreme Court to extend anti-discrimination rights to LGBT people. The Rays and Giants have joined over 200 companies in filing an amicus brief in support of LGBTQ equality in the workplace, as current federal civil rights law still allows people to be fired for being gay in 26 states. Lesbian fighter Amanda Nunes has become the highest paid competitor at UFC 239 in Las Vegas after TKOing former champ Holly Holm. She won the match within 4 minutes and 10 seconds of the first round. Nunes earned a total of $550,000, while other fighters made anywhere between $12,000 and $500,000. Diver Tom Daley and his screenwriter husband Dustin Lance Black have shown their support for the trans community by standing up to anti-trans tweets made by Olympic swimmer Sharon Davies. Davies recently posted that binary sex matters, causing Black to call her ignorant and harmful to all women, which was retweeted by Daley for his 3.5 million followers. Davies has also appeared as a voice against trans athlete inclusion on Martina Navratilova's new BBC documentary. And finally, Nike posters at a New York subway station featuring World Cup star Megan Rapinoe have been vandalized with homophobic slurs. The graffiti on the 8 images included phrases like "screw this hoe" and "she male." The New York Police Department told USA Today their hate crimes task force have opened an investigation into the incident, as it has no place in the transit system.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can search for QNN wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.